Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anucha Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presents the first full-fledged budget of third term of NDA government with focus on growth acceleration, inclusive development, promoting private sector and enhancing spending power of middle class. The budget for 2025-26 proposes no income tax payable up to 12 lakh rupees in new tax regime. New income tax slabs introduced. Tax deduction limit on interest for senior citizens doubled from 50,000 to 1 lakh rupees. Fiscal deficit in next fiscal year estimated at 4.4%. Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to be introduced in select 100 districts to enhance agricultural productivity and crop diversification. A six-year mission for Atmanirbharta impulses also to be launched. Kisan credit card loan limit under modified interest subvention scheme to be raised from 3 to 5 lakh rupees. Credit guarantee cover for micro and small enterprises proposed to be enhanced to 10 crore rupees. Term loans up to 2 crore rupees for 5 lakh first-time women, SCs and STs entrepreneurs proposed. National Manufacturing Mission to be set up to boost Make in India initiative. FDI limit for insurance sector to be raised from 74% to 100%. 36 additional life-saving drugs and medicines to be fully exempted from basic customs duty. Broadband connectivity to be provided at all government secondary schools and primary health centres in rural areas. New scheme announced for socio-economic upliftment of urban workers. PM Swanidhi scheme for street vendors to be revamped. 6,500 more seats in IITs and 10,000 in medical colleges and hospitals. New greenfield airports announced for Bihar. Top 50 tourist destinations to be developed in partnership with states. Udaan scheme to be launched for connectivity to 120 new destinations. Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, welcomes the budget. BJP and the coalition partners hailed the budget, saying it has many pro-poor proposals. Several opposition leaders criticized the government, saying the budget has nothing for the middle class and the youth of the country. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates World Book Fair 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first full-fledged budget of third term of NDA government. Presenting the budget in Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister announced that the nil tax slab is now extended up to 12 lakh rupees income. The Finance Minister also said that adding the standard deduction of 75,000 rupees for salaried class, the income of 12,75,000 per annum will not be taxed. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced new income tax slabs in the new regime of taxation.
Happy to announce that there will be no income tax payable up to income of 12 lakh rupees. In the new tax regime, I propose to revise tax rate structures as follows. 0 to 4 lakh rupees, nil. 4 to 8 lakh rupees, 5%. 8 to 12 lakh rupees, 10%. 12 to 16 lakh rupees, 15%. 16 to 20 lakh rupees, 20%. 20 to 24 lakh rupees, 25%. And above 24 lakh rupees, 30%.
She asserted that the new structure will substantially reduce the taxes of the middle class and leave more money in their hands, boosting household consumption, savings and investment.
New income tax bill will carry forward the same spirit of Nyaya in its drafting as well. The new bill will be clear and direct in text, with close to half of the present law in terms of both chapters and words. It will be simple to understand for taxpayers and tax administrators, leading to tax certainty and reduced litigation.
The limit for tax deduction on interest for senior citizens has been being doubled from 50,000 to 1 lakh rupees.
The limit for tax deduction on interest for senior citizens is being doubled from the present 50,000 rupees to 1 lakh rupees.
The finance minister announced a program for agriculture sector, Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana, in partnership with the states. She said with convergence of existing schemes, it will cover 100 districts with low productivity, moderate crop intensity and below average credit parameters.
Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana, Developing Agri Districts Program. Motivated by the success of the Aspirational District Program, our government will undertake a Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in partnership with states. Through the convergence of existing schemes and specialized measures, the program will cover 100 districts with low productivity, moderate crop intensity, and below average credit parameters.
The finance minister also announced Rural Prosperity and Resilience Program to address underemployment in agriculture through skilling, investment, technology and invigorating the rural economy. She said the government will launch a six-year mission for Atmanirbharta in pulses with a special focus on Tur, Urad and Masoor. The budget also announced establishment of a Makhana Board in Bihar to improve production, processing, value addition and marketing of Makhana.
There is a special opportunity for the people of Bihar. A Makhana Board will be established in the state to improve production, processing, value addition and marketing of Makhana. The people engaged in these activities will be organized into FPOs. The board will provide hand-holding and training support to Makhana farmers and will also work to ensure they receive the benefits of all relevant government schemes.
Ms. Sitharaman said that in line with the government's commitment towards Purvodaya, centre will establish a National Institute of Food Technology, Entrepreneurship and Management in Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman said a national mission on high-yielding seeds will be launched, aimed at strengthening the research ecosystem and propagation of seeds with high yield, pest resistance and climate resilience. For the benefits of lakhs of cotton-growing farmers, the budget also announced a mission for cotton productivity. The loan limit under the modified interest subvention scheme will be enhanced from 3 lakh to 5 lakh rupees for loans taken through the Kisan Credit Card. She said the services of India Post Payment Bank will be deepened and expanded in rural areas. She also said India Post will be transformed as a large public logistics organization. The budget announced enhancement of investment limit for classification of MSMEs by 2.5 times and doubling of turnout limit also. The union budget also proposed the setting up of 50,000 Atal Tinkering Labs in government schools in next 5 years to cultivate the spirit of curiosity and innovation and foster a scientific temper among young minds.
50,000 Atal Tinkering Labs will be set up in government schools in the next 5 years to cultivate the spirit of curiosity and innovation and foster a scientific temper among young minds. Broadband connectivity will be provided to all government secondary schools and primary health centers in rural areas under the BharatNet project.
Ms. Nirmala Sitharaman declared that gig workers of online platforms will be provided healthcare under PM Jan Arogya Yojana. They will also be registered on the e-Shram portal and provided identity cards.
Social Security Scheme for Welfare of Online Platform Workers. Gig workers of online platforms provide great dynamism to the new age services economy. Recognizing their contribution, our government will arrange for their identity cards and registration on the e-Shram portal. They will be provided health care under PM Jan Arogya Yojana. This measure is likely to assist nearly 1 crore gig workers.
Ms. Sitharaman said 10,000 additional seats will be added in medical colleges and hospitals, besides daycare cancer centres will be set up in all district hospitals in the next 3 years, of which 200 such centres will come up in the next financial year.
Expansion of medical education. Our government has added almost 1.1 lakh undergraduate and postgraduate medical education seats in 10 years, an increase of 130%. In the next year, 10,000 additional seats will be added in medical colleges and hospitals towards the goal of adding 75,000 seats in the next 5 years.
Among the states, Bihar found mention in the finance minister's speech as she announced new greenfield airports for Bihar. These will be in addition to capacity expansion of Patna Airport and a brownfield airport at Behta, she said. Farmers in Mithilanchal region of Bihar will also benefit with the government extending financial support to Western Koshi Canal ERM project. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that a new scheme will be launched for 5 lakh women, scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, first-time entrepreneurs. This will provide term loans for up to 2 crore rupees during the next 5 years. Ms. Sitharaman said that to enhance the productivity, quality and competitiveness of India's footwear and leather sector, a focus product scheme will be implemented. The scheme is expected to facilitate employment for 22 lakh persons, generate turnover of 4 lakh crore rupees and exports of over 1.1 lakh crore rupees. In a boost to Indian startup ecosystem, the government has extended the period of incorporation by 5 years to allow the benefit available to startups which are incorporated before 1st of April 2030. Finance Minister further announced that the FDI limit for the insurance sector will be raised from 74 to 100%. Targeting exports as the fourth engine of growth, the Finance Minister proposed to set up Export Promotion Mission. It will facilitate easy access to export credit and support to MSMEs to tackle non-tariff measures in overseas markets. A digital public infrastructure, Bharat Trade Net, for international trade will also be set up to complement the Unified Logistics Interface platform. The General Budget also proposed rationalization of tax deduction at source, TDS, by reducing the number of rates and thresholds above which TDS is deducted. It also introduces increase in threshold amounts of tax deduction for better clarity and uniformity. The threshold to collect tax at source on remittances under RBI's liberalized remittance scheme has been increased to 10 lakh from 7 lakh rupees. Home Minister Amit Shah welcomed the Union Budget 2025, saying that it is a blueprint of the government's vision towards building a developed India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the budget covers every sector from farmers, poor, middle class to startup innovation and investment, which is a roadmap for a self-reliant India. Several BJP MPs and coalition members have hailed the General Union Budget, saying it has many pro-poor proposals and benefits for the middle class. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this budget is to make India a self-sufficient country and has prioritized the agriculture since it forms the backbone of the economy of the country.
ये बजट आत्मनिर्भर भारत के निर्माण का बजट है। इस बजट में विश्वास की महक है, विकास की ललक है और विकसित भारत के निर्माण की तड़प है। कृषि और किसानों के कल्याण सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता दी गई है। गरीब, महिलाएं, युवा और विशेषकर मध्यम वर्ग के कल्याण का ये बजट है।
The Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, has welcomed the Union Budget 2025, stating that focus on tourism and marine sector is a big push. Addressing the media, President of FICCI, Harshvardhan Agarwal, said the major highlight of this year's budget has been the reduction in the tax rate.
A lot of focus has been given on inclusive growth with special focus on employment, agriculture, make in India and women empowerment. Simplification of taxes, ease of doing business and reducing disputes is also a welcome step. Overall, I think it's a very good budget.
President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the New Delhi World Book Fair 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this afternoon. This year, the book fair's theme is We the People of India, commemorating 75 years of the Republic of India. Several opposition leaders have criticized the government, saying the budget has nothing for the middle class and the youth of the country. Talking to media outside the parliament, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said the budget does not discuss the problem of unemployment and other issues concerning the youth. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presents the first full-fledged budget of third term of NDA government with focus on growth, acceleration, inclusive development, promoting private sector and enhancing spending power of middle class. The budget for 2025-26 proposes no income tax payable up to 12 lakh rupees in new tax regime. Fiscal deficit in next fiscal year estimated at 4.4%. Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to be introduced in select 100 districts to enhance agricultural productivity and crop diversification. And with that, we end this news bulletin.